Podbot Door AI.
Could, would, and should are used all the time when talking about a possible event or situation, but they each tell us something different. Just keep in mind that could is used to talk about what might happen, would is used to talk about what would happen under the circumstances you imagine, and should is used to talk about what ought or must happen. Get used to telling yourself concrete things that you can do to achieve success. Train your mind to believe that good things will happen in your life. Keep in mind, most people underestimate the time it takes to accomplish anything. Known as the golden rule, it is self-evident to not count your chickens before they are hatching. Do not expect anything good to happen before it happens. When most people fail to finish a task in a timely manner, they may see themselves as lazy or inefficient. When you are looking forward to doing something, like walking 3 miles on a treadmill, you are going to be lacking in motivation to get it done. When you believe that you cannot do something, or are convinced that you cannot bear the discomfort associated with doing any given task, you are more likely to struggle to start. I am almost positive that it describes also the feeling that comes over you after an unrefreshing night's sleep. The combination of a headache plus inability to focus plus all you can think about is taking a nap, but you need to get work done. For instance, if you cannot go to work, performance is suffering at work, or if you cannot be motivated to get out the door, it may be a sign of something more severe. In these cases, improving your motivation to do your job could help you feel better and do a better job. You will feel happier, and may even look forward to doing a task when it is routinely coupled with something enjoyable. You may find taking action increases your motivation, making it easier to continue. Whether you are lacking the motivation to begin working on that tedious report, or cannot seem to pull yourself away from the couch to begin your to-do list, use the 10-minute rule to inspire you to get moving. Domingueira may mean doing things with a leisurely pace, or having a chilled out, enjoyable Sunday. In some countries, it also means to bother or bother somebody. You can be sure to use any one of the idioms on this page whenever appropriate for the context. Learning how to use common idioms and expressions will make you sound more natural in your English, so it is good to learn some of these expressions. If you see someone doing something that is actually working, pick them up and break them down. Whenever you see one of your people doing something that works for you, something that shakes up your world a bit, stop for a minute and point out the things that are working for you. By taking stock, you are stopping the work stream for a minute and drawing the colleague's attention back to the thing they just did that actually worked. If you see something going off track, a call handled badly, a meeting missed, a project gone off track, the instinct is going to be to stop everything to tell someone what they did wrong and what they should be doing to correct it. As soon as things start going haywire, remind yourself it is going to get better, and make up a plan for making that happen. It is painful to watch your loved one suffer from panic attacks and deal with daily anxiety, but there are things you can do to help. Knowing the signs of excessive worrying can help you recognize when the person you love is having thoughts or feelings that are filled with fear. It can be difficult to connect to those worries, and, as a result, many people are not sure how best to help someone who is anxious. It can be hard to relate to these concerns, and as a result, many people do not know how to best help someone with anxiety. The best we can do in English is say that something is awkward, but I think this does not fully convey the level of uncomfortableness that we feel at times when someone else is having an embarrassing moment. Saying something like, "I cannot believe you are feeling so bad about something so minor," diminishes what a person is going through. We have all had moments when eating something is so sugary, it makes our mouths sick, and we cannot take another bite. Because only imagining not being there gives you the feeling for what is more important than being there. To find that, you have to get up from the couch and act, to spend some time thinking outside yourself.
Thinking bigger than you, and, paradoxically, to envision a world without yourself. In reality, there are a lot of things that individuals can do themselves to keep themselves mentally healthy, or even to keep mental health problems from developing in the first place. We know from a wide range of studies that there are a number of simple things that people can do on a daily basis to maintain, or even improve, mental health. In our recent research, we asked 3,015 Danish adults to complete a survey asking questions about mental health. Things like if three think there is something they can do to stay mentally healthy, whether they did anything in the last couple weeks to support their mental health, and whether they are currently struggling with mental health issues. Interestingly, though, we found that, regardless of whether or not our respondents had actually taken any actions to improve their mental health, those who believed that they can do something to keep mentally healthy generally had higher levels of mental well-being compared with those who did not. This concept could explain why participants who believed that they can do something to improve their mental well-being were also more likely to have higher levels of mental well-being.
Episode 60 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Ken Robinson. Adios.